From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin today met with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and agreed to work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Following a meeting in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin said rebuilding trade relations will take time. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly bilateral trade target of $100 billion and will speed up the resumption of charter flights from Russia to Turkey. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at his critics within the party. Trump's attack came as Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, two former chiefs of country's Environmental Protection Agency, and 50 former national security and foreign policy officials said they cannot support Trump. The weekly NBC News Survey Monkey public opinion poll released Tuesday showed Clinton with a 51-41% edge over Trump, up from a 8-point gap a week ago. The United Nations warns millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. UN officials are urgently calling for a halt to the fighting so the broken systems can be repaired and humanitarian aid delivered. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of the vicious conflict between Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. Countless civilians have been killed and wounded. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bouyrak warns children and families in Aleppo are facing a catastrophic situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And for more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.